If it's happening outdoors, it's happening right here on Fox 103. The Outdoor Show has it all. Tune in for tips, tricks, stories, and how-tos. The Outdoor Show with Adam Carpenter and your friends at today's new hit country, Fox 103.
Well, joining us again on The Outdoor Show, Walt Noah from Black Duck Sporting Clays and Hunting Preserve. And Walt, welcome back. It's good to have you back in the studio.
Thanks for having me back.
You are here today to give us another dog training tip. What are we going to talk about today?
We're going to talk about what you want to accomplish in a training session.
Okay.
And what I like to do, even with people that come out that I'm working with all the time, is I'll sit down and actually write it down and say, okay, this is what we want to accomplish today. All right. Where you run into a problem is when you start getting off of what you wanted to accomplish. Okay, so we're going to work on coming today. All right. So maybe we're into the training collar, having the dog come back. We're not going to work on quartering that day. We're not going to work on shooting birds that day. We're going to have one scheduled thing, and that's what we want to stick with.
Okay. And I imagine, you know, you talk about getting off on tangents, but there are probably people that don't understand when you're doing a training session with a puppy especially.
Correct.
You don't try to do too much.
Here's where you really run into a problem. You see this all the time is we'll be out there working with a young dog, setting him up on a point. All right. That's what we're doing, is where we want to make that dog staunch on the point. It never fails. Dog goes on point, bird goes up, we shoot the bird, here's the owner yell, fetch, fetch, bring that bird here. Well, we're not working on that.
Yeah.
So, again, go back to your schedule and stick to it.
All right. Well, Noah from Black Duck Sporting Clays and Hunting Preserve, give me your phone number in case they need to get a hold of you.
Area code 906-399-0557.
Well, thank you for that tip, Walt. And what are we going to talk about next time?
Well, we're going to talk about ending our training session on a positive note and what we need to do to accomplish that.
All right. This is The Outdoor Show, and this has been another dog training tip, only here on Fox 103.